Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the.
I was finding my own.
Yeah.
I'm all broken up about it. Broken up about it, Julie Schexter. Story of a woman involved with a man. But she didn't know. But she made a burn down, and she didn't know. Broken up about it. Woof. I can't even tell you I know what that feels like. Another woman. That's fine. But anyway, moving right along. Oh, wow. Life is good. It's getting better. Julie Dexter, Broken Up About It. JulieDexter.com is a website. You can find her on iTunes as well. Just download her on Huffy. Now, let's see if I can do this without laughing. Too late. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. And anything can happen on this radio network, even where their host gets surprised. Now, he can't really do his regular greeting. Anyway, I'll tell you about that in a minute. Welcome, welcome. Yes, you are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I am your host, Life Coach Ade. Yeah, I'm sure you figured that one out. And today we're talking about online dating, looking for love in all the... No, I wasn't going to say that. Looking for love in all the... No, don't say it. Looking for love in different places. Just play around with words and statements and say, because we can create what we want. There are no wrong place to look for love. Because if you go to a so-called wrong place, you either realize, okay, that's not the place to find the love, or that place is helping you find the love, move you closer to the love that you really desire. So it really is the right place. It just feels wrong. See if you can make sense of that. Yes, today's topic, online dating, looking for love in different places. Ah, boy, I'm still laughing. I have a listen online, and I went to talk to her. Gwendolyn, talk to her. I said, now, good morning, Life Conversations Radio. She said, good morning, good afternoon, good day to you, wherever you may be. It just cracked me up. I was like, okay, I gotta get ready for the show. And she gave me a gift, and I knew that when I was going to do it, I was going to be challenged, but, you know, I got through it. But thank you for that, Gwendolyn. I appreciate that laughter. Hard to get in room lately. If you're trying to get in a room, get online. Oh, you mean get in the chat room? I thought you meant like a hotel room, Tamara Joy. I'm like, woo, don't put yourself on the blast. She said, well, being married for so long, gonna skip this one. What are you talking about, Tamara? Skip this one because you're married? We're talking about love and relationships. Well, did you meet your husband online? Come on, let's see what Dave has to say about that. Well, before you were married, did you ever go online to look for love? And there are people who are married who have profiles on the online dating site. Yes, we'll talk about that. Oh, wow, you're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I got my listener guest standing by. Catherine is going to join us. Tamara is going to join us. And we may even have Hope join us. So some of you, those of you on Life Streamers or Love Streamers group, would know some of the names I mentioned. But, you know, I'm inviting everybody to contribute to this conversation. For me, this show, I mean, I've always looked at, when I see people saying they're going on online dating, I must admit, it was a little bit of judgment on my side. Like, what are you doing that for? Because I just felt like, that's just, I don't know what I felt like. I think it's more conditioning, because I can't even tell you what the feeling was. It's just I looked down at it. Like, really? What you doing on there? I just thought it's things that people do. Other people do, not people that I know. Let me put it that way. And then I remember a Facebook friend put it on Facebook one day. She said, online dating sucks, something along those lines. And I'm thinking, wow, I could have swore she was in a relationship. What's she doing on there? Because I'm thinking, okay. I'm just going to confess. I was thinking, she looks too good to be going to online dating. I was certain she had a mate, that she had somebody. It's like, wow. And then a few days ago, somebody was talking about it again and the bad experience she had. Funny enough, it's mainly female. I only know one guy. Well, maybe two that have talked about being on it. But mainly females that talk about it. So anyway, a few days ago, another friend of mine was talking about it. She had such a bad experience and just the way the guy was acting, and she had to report the person to the administrator of the site. And I'm thinking, what is this thing? If we want to get in a relationship and we know it, why can't we just do a relationship the way we used to do it? You know, if we have friends and we know they're single, why don't we support in hooking our other friends who are single? I don't know. But anyway, the research for this show has got me saying, well, you need to let go. Well, actually, it didn't tell me to let go of my judgment. I have a better understanding now. My judgment was coming from not knowing. So today, there are people who are going to share their story, who's going to help us to grow and learn, tell us about the, what is it called again? And tell us about, where is it? Oh, the good, the bad, and the, I can't even talk about it, story. The good, the bad, and the, I can't even talk about it. Don't ask me. So anyway, get ready to grow, get ready to transform. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Humanity, human beings, we're joyful. I know if God was a man, God would have fallen out of the sky a long time ago. They're killing me. Oh, my stomach hurts from laughter. I'm going to fall out of the cloud. Humanity is the best thing God ever created, and everything else, nature and all that good stuff. And speaking of nature, let me give some announcements. So we're taking your calls, your feedback, your comments. Maybe you know somebody who went online, start chatting with somebody, and they end up being married, and they've been married for 20, 30 years. Maybe you know somebody who had a bad experience. Maybe you have an idea of what people can do to make it work, what not to give away. Like, don't give too much information away. Use the right picture. And if you're meeting them somewhere, make sure you have all your Facebook friends around. But anyway, 347-426-3346. I'm going to have fun today. I can feel it already. I love to have fun. Feeling good feels good. And we're also taking your question on Ask Life Coach Ade fan page. Ask Life Coach ADE fan page. I don't know why I'm so in a giggly mood. It's a good conversation. That's why. And post your question on. If you don't do Facebook or can't get on Facebook because your boss is right behind you, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. lifeconversationsmedia.com. But I got to warn you, I'm working on this. You got to turn it down when you go there because that jingle that says shh comes up quite loud. So I want you to have a job while you're being the change you want to see, okay? Because I don't want you to get fired. So make sure you turn your speaker down and then you can turn it up later. Now, if I'm right, even if you go to that site, you can listen to the show while you read everything on that. You know, it's just modern technology. So lifeconversationsmedia.com, if you want to send in your questions, there's a tab there called labeled Ask Life Coach Ade. Click that and send in your questions. And what else are we doing? Yeah, call in 347-426-3346. Now, I got to tell you this. I'm talking about Karen, come back. Tomorrow's Wednesday, right? Yes, tomorrow's Wednesday, and which means we have Sabonful for May. If you don't know about Sabonful, you want to listen. You don't want to miss the show. If you know about Sabonful, of course you're going to be here. Sabonful is a beautiful soul. She's from Burkina Faso, and she's going to be sharing her tradition. Tomorrow we're talking about grief and embracing grief and grief ritual. She's the author of Falling Out of Grace, Meditations on Loss, Healing, and Wisdom. And she brings a holistic wisdom into how to experience what life is and create community. Because when we are part of a community, we feel supported, we feel connected. Some of us, well, for some people, it's because they don't have the, community that we end up reaching out. Online dating on Facebook or Twitter, whatever. And I'm not judging it. I'm saying, but Facebook and the online dating and everything we do, social media, help us to feel a sense of community. And so the book is going to be talking about how we can create that around us in our neighborhood, as well as if you want to do it on Facebook. And then on Thursday, we have Brother Ishmael Tete. He's from Ghana. He's going to be telling us, teaching us, sharing with us, sharing insight about nature as our teacher. Brother Ishmael Tete is another dynamic speaker from Ghana. He's in America right now for a few more weeks. And if you've never heard him, you know what I'm going to say. you got to tune in. And if you've heard him, you got to tune in. He's just an amazing man. So we've got some great guests coming up. We've got great guests coming up this week, next week. And we've had great guests that came up, if that makes sense. Yeah, that one here came up. Yeah, okay. Anyway, move right ahead. Let's go. Let's get ready to jump into this conversation. I want to read something from Sabampu's book on intimacy, and it will be a good way to launch into this. Let me go here. Bear with me. I'm coming to you, Kathleen, and Tamara is calling in, and other people are calling in. But you know, here it is. Just listen to this for a minute. The whole thing about online dating, because we're talking about relationships and connecting with like-minded people, someone who understands you. But part of the driving force, if you will, the sponsoring thought, is about this. This is what Sabampu said about in her book, in the chapter "Song of the Heart: Grace and Intimacy." She said. What ideas are to the mind, or what food is to the body, that is what intimate relationships are to our soul and spirit. People work on this every day in order to maintain their sanity, their tranquility. That's why we are always talking about intimacy. Let me read that again. What ideas are to the mind, or what food is to the body? That is what intimate relationships are to our soul and spirit. People work on this every day in order to maintain their sanity, their tranquility. That's why we are always talking about intimacy. And we live in a modern day now. So there are many ways to have that intimate connection. Oh, what's that song? Intimate Connection, baby. That's an old song. Gosh, that's an old song. I can't remember who did it. So, Fusion? No, it's not. Stop it. Don't sing. Don't lose. So anyway, as I said, I got listeners who want to contribute their stories, their comments, their ideas. We have Kathleen waiting in line. Oh, I knew there was one more thing I need to tell you. 1 o'clock is Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. You knew that. But if you're listening for the first time, 1 o'clock we're going to have take a quick break and hang out with Celeste in the Celestial Cafe while she drops numbers and gifts. And one more thing. Oh, yeah, share the show. Tell your folks to listen. Tell everybody to listen. People who are single, who are married, who are in a relationship, tell them to come and contribute. 347-426-3346. So, I don't have a bio on Kathleen, but I'm going to do this. Ladies and gentlemen, I have this dear friend who is waiting patiently and smiling, and she's getting all nervous now because I'm doing this, but that's okay. She'll be all right. She's a dear friend. She's the founder of the Live Streamers group on Facebook. She's an inspirer of thought. She likes creating community. She is an amazing woman. She sometimes just has to be reminded, but she's got so much talent. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my wonderful guest, friend, listener, Kathleen. Hey, Kathleen, how are you doing?
Good morning, Adi. Good. How are you?
You, I'm wonderful. I'm so happy to have you here. Join us in this conversation. Words on the street, if you're an expert.
Well, I don't know if I would say I was an expert, but I've definitely been online dating since the beginning of online time.
That forgot me when you said that. And I just want to let listeners know this. You can post your questions or comments on the Ask Life Coach Addict fan page. But what you want to do is, when you go to the page, this is something I learned from Mark Husson. When you go to the Ask Life Coach at a fan page, you see just underneath where it says about, there's a highlights that's grayed out. Just click on that and then scroll down to the bottom and click the post by others. That lets you see what's going on, people asking questions or sharing a comment. So post your question there and we'll keep an eye on it. Casper and I will get to it. You know, Kathleen, I'm really grateful that you're here to contribute to the conversation, because as I said at the beginning of the show.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I mean, I had some judgment about it, but through my research, I begin to feel like, I just realized I was judgmental because I didn't know, and that's what we do. We judge things we don't know or understand. So let's start from the beginning. Tell us, you said you've been part of the community since the beginning of it. What caused you? What was the catalyst for you to say, let me try it out?
Well, you know, I think for a lot of us who are working and busy and raising families, or, you know, we all have very busy lives now. So for me, that was the initial appeal, was that it's like going to a buffet but not having to leave your house. You can connect
you can eat
20
in your
people
house.
At a
like
time
that.
If you want to.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Right? Mm. So it's like how, for me, that was the initial appeal. But I'll tell you, the larger appeal for me is it was a way for me to test my instincts.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to talk to people online, sort of test the waters with how I would assess them, just my own instincts, and then meeting them in person and finding out if that would be true.
Mm.
And so that was really kind of a secondary benefit for me, which I think is probably the best part of it.
It's interesting, because that's part of the conversation I was having with a friend on Sunday. And I stepped out, we were a group of us talking, and I stepped out of the room, and when I came back, that's what she was saying, that it was a way to get her dating mojo back, if you will. To, you know, you're talking about testing out your instincts. She wanted to just get back into that scene. And for me, I never really considered that. I just thought it was people just don't want to, they're afraid to reveal themselves or be vulnerable. So this is my judgment here. They hide behind a computer. But you're really you're showing me now that there's a little bit more to it, but go ahead.
Well, and there is that too. I mean, there's certainly an element of people online who are hiding behind a screen name or whatever it is. But you know, for me, in using it as a way to test my instincts, those people reveal themselves very quickly. So it's not any more difficult to navigate than it would be as if you were to meet somebody at a restaurant or at a party.
Mm-hmm.
People show you who they are pretty quickly.
So let's talk about the instinct thing. Did that work for you? What did you learn? So was your instinct right on what you felt about somebody before you met them?
Yes, always. Always. Uh-huh. That was a good thing, because sometimes I think in social interactions, you know, if you're going to a party or, you know, a gathering or something, you may second guess your instincts when you're standing with a person. You know, they say that communication is 70% nonverbal. I have found that my instincts hold true on the internet. Many of the people I have met on the internet are today my Facebook friends and people I have known for, you know, 10 years that once began with a flirtatious dating relationship online.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that has been my experience. I think it's a great thing. You know, I think it opens your world to people you wouldn't necessarily meet in your everyday life.
Because it opens up the possibility. So, you know, for me, when I think of the dating, I'm always just thinking of having so much choice, as you said, you know, it's like having a buffet without leaving your house. Did that make it complicated? Because you might connect with somebody who is in another state, another country. Did that make it complicated?
No, and I have, actually. I have dated people in other states.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I didn't.
So how did you do the date then? You went to their state, or you had a virtual date online?
Yes. I have, absolutely. Yes. In fact, I know a woman where I live now who has a boyfriend in England, and I live in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, you know, so I'm in the middle of, you know, up in the northern part of the United States, and she has a boyfriend in England that she met online that she has been dating now for, I think she told me, 3 years, and she travels back and forth from here to England, like, every few months.
Wow.
Yeah. lots of interesting, I mean, and that's the thing is prior to the internet, you would not have had the opportunity to date someone from another country, you know. So I think that's, you know, the nice part.
Indeed. Okay, hold on one second. I got some more questions for you because for me, this show is for me because I wanted to learn it, rather than judge what I don't know. I wanted to learn more and hear people's perspective. Let me bring Tamara on, who's got some stories as well. And I'll come back to you. I'm going to just leave your microphone unmuted. I know that's right. I feel you. I know exactly what happened, Kathleen. I got you. Hey, Tamara. How are you doing? Tamara, Tammy, spiritual nurse. How are you doing, my sister friend?
I am very, very good. How are you? I love your topic today. Let's play. Let's have some fun with it.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And I'm getting educated. You know, I'm learning, and it's helping me broaden the way I see it. Now, tell us your online dating story.
Well, you know, it's when I was in Florida, I was contemplating moving down to Miami before coming back to the West Coast, and I wanted to see what people were like down there. I'd never been there. I'd never really seen the area. And so I joined an online dating service, and I put up a profile. But, you know, there was – you talk about hiding behind the computer, and I was definitely hiding. I didn't want anybody to see me, but I wanted to see them, you know. So I put up this profile. It was really kind of funny. You're going to really love this story. It was really kind of funny because I just didn't want to be seen. So in my profile, you know, it was during football season. And, you know, I am a total football fan, total diehard Charger fan. And that was in my profile. It was like, if you don't like football, I don't care. Don't contact me. If you don't like the Chargers, I don't care. Don't contact me. And if you're a fan of this team or that team, oh, please don't contact me because I will not even talk to you. I really had this attitude, you know, like, don't bother me if you have this, this, and this, and this. And I was really surprised at the amount of people that responded to my profile. It was really kind of funny.
So even with the limitations, if you will, they still contact you. And you were talking about hiding. So you didn't put your picture up?
I put a picture up of me, but it was a picture of me that was probably 4 or 5 years old, and I had gained weight since then. So, you know, it was it wasn't a true in that moment picture of me. But it was still me.
So and that's the thing that I think about. What if people are not misrepresenting themselves? Put a different question. I put that to you, Tammy, and I want to ask Kathleen as well. But Tammy, so did that make you think that other people that you're looking at, connecting with, maybe putting a picture that's not really who they are?
I think that a lot of people put up pictures of either some photo of them in an older or when they were younger, or a different appearance than what they had. I think everybody wants to put forth this image, you know, create this image of maybe it's not totally who you are, but maybe it's someone that you want to be.
Wow.
I really thought that for the most part, most of the profiles were just a bunch of stories.
Right. It's kind of like an advertisement, you know. It's
like,
everybody's approved. Come in now. Everybody drives over the car. And then at the end, they have the small print that say all those things that you have to do. You have to have good credit. You have to have that. So it's like everybody put this advertisement up here. That listen, I'm a bodybuilder. Oh, I'm a model. I'm this and that. But then when you meet the person, it's different. But let me ask Kathleen the same question. Kathleen, did you feel that maybe people you were connecting with, they are putting maybe a picture of somebody totally different? You know, it's not even their picture.
That has happened a couple of times, but I would say for the most part, people that I have met have accurately represented themselves.
But so you've never met up with somebody and they turned out to be different from what, from the picture.
No, I have. I have. That probably that happened to me more early on. I was so self-conscious that I would be lying, that I always have been, that I, for me, I have always accurately represented myself. I've always put up current pictures because I was worried that someone would think I was, like, trying to fool them. So I was more self-conscious about myself. But what I found, like Tamara was saying, is that, yes, people do put up pictures that are, you know, 5 years old when they had more hair or, you know, less of a stomach.
I'm coming to you, CC. I see you hold it. So I want to ask you this, because this is something that I actually think about, and I think that's part of my curiosity, or just like, oh, that's, I mean, I don't think this lifetime I'm going to do just that. I mean, I'm sort of private too. People might not believe that, but I'm kind of private. I don't believe in putting, I mean, even on Facebook, I put things I want to put out, but I'm not going to tell people everything that I'm doing. I'm already out there with the show. But I want to ask you this, Catherine. At times when you met somebody and they were completely different from the picture, how did you handle that? How did that go? What happened?
Well, luckily for them, I'm a very nice person. So I would, you know, I would never meet for like, you know, dinner, because that's way too long of a period of time. I would meet for, you know, a drink or a cup of coffee. And so I would be polite, make conversation, and then leave and just excuse myself, you know. It was nice meeting you, and be done. You know, they knew that they weren't representing themselves accurately. They were taking a chance that I wouldn't care.
But in your mind, while you're being nice, what were the thoughts that were going through your mind? Tell us exactly what you were thinking.
I would think, well, this was a little bit of a waste of time, for sure, right?
You know, can you imagine being able to put a microphone to your head? Oh, gosh. Shucks, this is just a waste of time. Why do people lie? I can't wait to finish my coffee. It's cold anyway. Maybe it's the time for me to leave right now.
right, exactly. And I wonder why people would misrepresent themselves. Like, I would rather show myself, you know, accurately, you know, as far as my physical representation, flaws and all. Because at least then I'm you know, being upfront. Like, why would you do something different than that?
Right.
For men, I'm like you, I have a judgment more so about men that will do that. Because I think, why? What's the point?
Yeah. I just think it's,
you're just sort of asking for rejection.
Exactly. That's it. Setting yourself up to fall. Tamara, what about you? Did you have the same kind of experience? I know somebody's on the call, on the phone who's going to tell us their bad experience. But Tamara, did you have something where you showed up and met somebody and you're like, what the flip is this?
You know, I never took that step to actually physically meet anybody, but I did spend time chatting through the email back and forth, and I really kind of learned a lot of different things about different people. But I want to share a story with you about my mother-in-law. Can I do that?
Sure.
My mother-in-law.
Black Conversations Radio, you share all your stories.
Yes. she is in her 70s. And she's beautiful, and she's fabulous, and she found herself being a widow about 6 years ago, and so somebody told her about online dating. And let me tell you, she has gone on more dates, and she is completely loving her life. She has five, but now she only has four, that she dates all the time.
Wow.
She has one who's like...
You should have told her about the show. I would love to talk to her.
I tried. Couldn't do it. She has one that's like her best friend. You know, they're like so much alike that they go back and forth. They tell each other their own dating stories, and they share all that information. And then she has one that she fell in love with, but he married somebody else through a different dating service that he was on. She has one that she plays with.
Qualify that, please. Based on the content of the conversation, qualify that, please. How? Play.
Well, she has one that she's physical with, intimate with.
Okay, that's what you mean. Okay. Wow. God.
She does. She is just having the time of her life.
Wow. Good Lord, thank you. I mean, because it's funny, I was looking online at online dating sites, and there's one that say it's seniorpeoplemeet.com. I'm actually looking at the website. No, it actually didn't come up. So there's so many different, there's adult, well, I'm not giving free promotion, but there's this one. See, I'm like, oh, well, not old people, but wise elders are dating. I mean, that's it's kind of like what Ambika was saying, that, you know, even at 70, you can still have sex, you can still meet people, you know, it's about, you know, and it's about releasing judgment of self, you know, it's about releasing judgment of self. Yeah, check out, all these people ain't old, seniorpeoplemeet.com. The pictures I'm seeing here, they're people looking like they're in their 30s. Okay, well, maybe let me stop talking. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back with Tamara and Kathleen, and then Cece's going to join us. She said, I had a horrible experience, and I want to talk about it. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com and number 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Call your friend. Call your grandmother. Call your stepmother. Call your mother-in-law. 70. Wow. She can teach us some things. Tanya, I know you got some story. Glowing Gooch. Yes, I'm calling you out. Number 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We're going to talk some more about online dating, and we want to move into relationships. Just, you know, how people are doing relationships nowadays. Things that are getting in the way of relationships. Maybe things are getting in the way for you. Things that you wish other people don't do, the opposite sex or same sex, you know, to make relationships easier. Maybe how we communicate, telling the truth, showing up completely. The number is 347-426-3346. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. Be the change you want to see. And since we're talking about relationships, online dating, and a 70-year-old playing with another, I don't know how the other person is, it just makes sense to play this PSA. Why not play this one? maybe you're getting some, but you don't want to admit it.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex. Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit 4parents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get on the school bus.
To turn on my computer.
Message. Or walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Intimacy is one of the most important things in our life. In my country, when two people meet, there is a new spirit that is born out of that relationship, which is called the spirit of intimacy, because healthy relationships are at the heart of human being life. When we meet someone, it's important to let our guard down, to surrender to what is being born, so that we can begin to experience that spirit of intimacy that is being born between us. When we meet and open our heart, we are able to then welcome someone into our heart while welcoming ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Welcoming somebody into our heart while welcoming ourselves. Yes, indeed. It's a bumpful summation. She's going to be here tomorrow. We are talking about online dating, looking for love in different places. My guests, my listeners, my friends are Tamara and Kathleen and Cece. Hello, Cece. How are you doing?
Hey, Eddie. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm very well. So you had a bad experience with online dating. Tell us about it.
Yes, I did. I don't know if y'all
heard it.
No, I said yes, I did. I don't. Mm-hmm. It's not gonna be long. I don't know if y'all heard of the site Moco Space, but that's the sound. That's, I don't know if it's called online dating, but yeah, I met this dude on that site or whatnot. See, the, and my living situation was kind of crazy. So he said I can go to his house. Da da da. So we ended up talking. We weren't really dating. Well, we ended up talking, then we ended up getting involved with each other. But the only reason why I was going over there is because my living situation was crazy. So I needed somewhere, you know, I needed another spot. And I went over there, and he ended up being a monster, basically, to make a long story short. So I'm not saying online dating is good. I'm not saying it's bad. And then he was living with his mom. It was just crazy.
Oh, you, he's living. Okay, so you said your online, your home situation was crazy, and you ended up staying with him. And this is somebody you met online.
Right.
Yeah.
You go on the site on your phone or whatnot. So like he was just calling my phone. He just steady calling my phone. First, I wasn't even gonna talk to him because he's been was trying to talk to me on the site.
Wow. I heard about, Celeste was telling me that there's an app that you can use on your phone to meet people, but I guess I'll ask Tamara and Kathleen, who have some experience, you know, and thank you, Cece, this is important, because what you said, Cece, is the whole thing about meeting somebody, you didn't really know him, your living situation wasn't cool, you end up going to his house. That's just a no-no. And let me ask Tamara, and I'll come to Kathleen now. So someone who is thinking of doing online dating or the things to look out for, Tamara, what would you advise people to look out for?
Well, I think, first of all, you really would have to tune in and really listen to your own intuition, you know, so that you can kind of get a feel for if someone's telling you the truth and being honest and upfront with you. But I think the first thing, you know, would be just meet in a public place, you know. Don't go someplace that's private, someplace where you're alone. Because, you know, really in this time, you really just don't know.
Mm. Yes, indeed. I mean, let me ask Kathleen, because I have some different thoughts coming up for me. Kathleen, what advice would you give people who are, you know, they're hearing this conversation? Tamara just talked about a mother-in-law who's 70 and online dating. They have a friend, she has one she plays with, and they're thinking, well, maybe I should go that route because, you know, I'm challenged when it comes to relationship. I can't quite find the right person. What kind of thing would you suggest based on your experience to look out for?
Well, and I think that what Tamara's mother is doing is wonderful. I think that, you know, if you're coming from a place of empowerment, you're less likely to be taken advantage of. If you're coming from a place of less empowerment in your own life, you're going to be more likely to go to someone's house, which is, you know, not a good thing to do. I would definitely not advise anyone to do that.
It seems to me, as I listen to all of you, Cece, Tamara, and Kathleen, it's like, as I listen to you, and correct me if I'm wrong here, it seems like it multiplies the challenges as well as the gifts of relationships, because you know, it's one thing, you said earlier, Kathleen, that, you know, people are busy, so it's a good way to meet many people at once. One of the emails we got from Hope, she was saying, you know, if she's not the going to the club type person, so it's a good way to interact with people. And so it cut down the time. But doesn't it multiply the challenges of relationship? And let me go to Kathleen.
Multiply the challenges? I don't think so. Because if I were to meet someone at a party, I would spend the same amount of time talking to them as before I decided that I wanted to actually date them as I would if I met them online. So I don't think it multiplies the challenges, no.
So it's really about who you are, right? It's really about who you are. It's how you go into it.
I think that's, so, yeah, for me.
What about you, Tamara?
I think that what Kathleen said is really good. I think it is how you go into it. With me, I went into it from a hiding place. I went into it from a perspective that said, I don't really want to be seen. I really don't want to have that contact. I just want to see what's out there. I want to see who the people are, how they are, and how they interacted. And I was really surprised because, well, I guess it really wasn't a surprise as the dating service, but you know, most of the conversations I had all came back to the same topic. It's like, when do you want to meet? Let's play. Let's go here. Let's have sex. Let's do this. Let's do that. And it's like, you know, at the time, that's not what I wanted. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why I made my profile so restricting, you know, and really demanding. It really was demanding, especially during football season. Don't bother me. But nobody listened. They still bothered me.
So is it fair to say, and this is a question for both of you, is it fair to say that most people who sign up with their sites really interested in just having sex? Or are they really, are most people just interested in having sex, or they really want a long-term relationship? What do you think, Tamara?
I think it's both. I think with my mother-in-law, you know, the relationship that she's built through that dating service, she had some where they were just looking for friendship. She's made some really, really great friends. And she also had some that was just looking for sex. And she was okay with that, too.
That's all she can call it. A 70-year-old mama.
I really, really tried. She's like, no way. I said, okay, but I'm going to talk about you then.
Oh, that's funny. So Kathleen, what do you think? Do you think most people on the site are only interested in or mainly interested in going to bed with someone?
There's definitely that element because it's very easy. You know, it's an easy way. I mean, if you're looking for sex, you can, you know, talk to 20, 30 people in it. It's kind of like the odds game. I had a friend of mine tell me years ago that if you go to a bar and you ask 20 people to go out with you, one of them is going to say yes. So it's the same type of thing online. It's an odds game no matter what you're looking for, whether it's, you know, sex or dating. You ask 20 people to have sex with you, one of them will say yes.
So, but you know, your friend says you go to a bar, a club, and ask 20 people you ask 20 people out, one of them will say yes. It sounds like for me now, I don't know, correct me, I think if you go online and ask people to go out on a date with you, they'd be like, almost everybody would probably say yes. Like, yeah, baby, come on, let's go. Oh, God. So here's a question. Oh, go ahead, Kathleen.
Oh, no, I'm just laughing at you. That's funny, and that's true. That's your high self-esteem that everyone will say yes to you, right? I would think the opposite for me. If I go online and ask 20 people, 20 men to go out on a date with me, how many will say yes? Maybe one.
Dude, that's not good.
I'm teasing.
Why? but here's the thing, though. The one of the things that in the conversation I was having this weekend that actually that I credit to the idea, or I think the benefit of online dating is, and you know, I think it helps everybody to come up front about what they really want. Because normally when we meet face-to-face, or if it's the human thing, you know, if we meet at a restaurant, at a bar, whatever, sometimes we try and pretend we're not looking for love or want to go to bed with somebody. We say, so what do you do? How are you doing? Or what do you work? What do you like? But online dating, it's pretty obvious that you're saying, listen, I'm trying to hook up. I'm looking for a wife. I'm looking for a husband. I'm looking for a mate. I want to go to bed, whatever. And I think that's an advantage. I don't know what you ladies think about that. Do you see this? Do you see it the same way, that online dating takes away the BS? I mean, everybody knows why they're on there. Tamara?
That's interesting, the way that you say that. I never really had thought much about that before, but I guess in a way it would.
What do you think?
I don't know. You know, I hadn't ever thought about that either. I don't know that it takes away that. I don't know that people are necessarily super clear about what they want in themselves anyway. Like, I'll read profiles and they'll say that they're looking for the, I mean, one, you know, there are certain things it does take away, like, you know, because they'll ask you questions like, do you want kids? One site asks, do you have a car, which I think is hilarious. Like, if you live in Los Angeles, do you have a car? Seems like an, yeah. So, I mean, it does ask specific questions that gives you an idea. Like, you know, if someone says they do want kids, so you can answer, yes, I do, or no, I don't, or I'm open. So I guess you're right in that sense. It does take away some of the, or maybe it helps people when they're filling out profiles to know what they really want.
Right. And we're clarifying and getting let's just tell the truth. Because part of the experience when we're dating in real life, if you know what I mean. I mean, because we're talking dating in this relationship, and that's something that I didn't even think about, because it's just dating. Doesn't mean they're going to have a long-term relationship. Sometimes it turns to that. But as I said, we may like somebody but not really say. We might tell our friend, man, that girl was hot. Or a woman may be like, well, I kind of like him. But did you tell him? No, I don't want him to think I'm too straightforward or whatever. But I feel, for me, as I look at it from the outside looking in, it's like, you know, it seems like it's just easy. You kind of know what everybody wants. I'm looking at a website here. There's so many. There's one called, it's a christianmingle.com. It has a clear Christian focus. The price is significantly cheap. And provides multiple personality quizzes. So there's different kind of things. Oh, now this is funny. No discussion about sex. No option for LGBT Christians. Only members submit prayer requests. We can mingle, but we ain't talking about sex. We ain't dealing with no LGBT Christian star. No. It's okay. And only members can sell prayer requests. So I guess they're just mingling. Interesting. There's so many here. Let's see. Oh, boy, this is so much fun. Let's see. There's eHarmony, where everybody knows. I'm looking at a different website here. There's one. No, this is not giving me much information. Let me click another one
there's
here.
There's a website for women who are looking for wealthy men also.
I have seen things on 2020. Do you know the name of a website like that? See if I can look for it. You know?
I'm not at my computer, and I can't remember the name, but it got a lot of popularity because it's been very controversial in the news. You know, the person that created it said, you know, people are just being honest with what they want. It's actually, you go on the website. I've actually been on it, and you can go on the website, register, and men will post, for example, what their dollar limit for their allowance that they would like to give someone a month is.
Right.
So it has gained a lot of popularity. I don't remember the name.
I think I saw it on 2020 or one of those programs where, you know, you just go out and they'll pay, because there were some college students who were doing it, and that's how they were making their money. Wow.
And it's men who want a companion but don't necessarily want a girlfriend.
And that's the thing. I think, you know, I wonder if our uncomfortability with online dating sites is that thing that the ChristianMingle.com that we don't talk about, sex. I think there's an uncomfortability to talk about sex or the judgment about sex or what people, you know, I think all of that. And, you know, because we can mingle, we can hang out with somebody, but that doesn't mean we go to bed with them. And why not? Why not get to know each other? Why not get to understand how the opposite sex reacts or relates to you if you're in if you're opposite sex kind of person, if you're the same sex. Why not? I wonder if there's dating site for same sex relationships. I bet there is. There's got to be. There's got to be.
There's also one for the lawofattraction.com, I think is the name of it. I know you way too much about online dating, right?
They can't, no, but here's the funny part of it. They clearly don't know it works. If they do, they won't need a site.
Oh, that's a great point.
They clearly don't know it works. But wait, let me bring another person here. Let me bring Hope here. We're getting ready for Celestial Moment, but let me bring Hope. Hope has stories as well. Good morning, Hope. How are you doing? Well, afternoon to me, but morning for you. Are you there, Hope? Oh, where are you? There you are. Yes. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm learning so much about online dating and
the fake pictures.
And the 17-year-old woman who has a friend from an online dating site and who plays with another one. But anyway, you want to share your online dating story?
Well, let's see. I started actually in online dating before I became spiritually aware. So my experience, I look back very differently now. Some would say that I've had good and bad experiences. I say that it's all been a wonderful learning tool and helping me not only to more manifest the type of partner that I want in my life, but it has also been a wonderful learning tool for myself. And the biggest thing I have learned through this whole experience is it's not so much about, for me personally, it's not so much about finding that, you know, perfect partner out there who has this or that or any other, you know, physical expression that, you know, this world holds value to, such as money and what car does he drive and things like that. For me, it has been about really connecting to that self-love and putting that first and fully expressing who I am in at the truth of my being and really connecting to that. Because here's what I have found is once you know who you are deep within yourself and you know that you are a spiritual being that radiates and emanates your own unconditional love and that there is unconditional love constantly available to you, you remove a lot of these expectations that you feel will provide happiness to you through somebody else. And you just express who you are and your full divine love and it attracts amazing people of like, you know, like-minded consciousness to you. I know this has happened to me, and I've been very, very fortunate in that. But it takes so much of the worry out of the experience, and you're just expressing who you are, and it brings those, you know, wonderful people into your life. And, you know, it may become a friendship, it may be a relationship, but it's great to have those expectations removed and to just be yourself and just to be living your truth. And I found that to be the best experience and has brought the wonderful people into my life.
Wow. I mean, it's I understand the community that we've created here between ourselves, you know, Live Conversations Radio on Facebook. And it's refreshing. I mean, yourself, Hope, Kathleen, and Tamara, you definitely brought this part about understanding oneself before stepping into something like that. And if we don't, that experience will help you understand yourself. Well, we're going to take a break. We're getting ready for Celestial Moment. When we come back, I want to ask you individually to really just share your relationship tips. I know some of you might think, oh, I don't think I have any, but what you've learned about life. If a young girl, if a teenage girl was listening to you and they're thinking of having a boyfriend one day, or maybe even thinking of going online and do the online dating, what would you say to her? What would you say to a listener who has been thinking about online dating sites but maybe judgmental about it? maybe they're nervous, they don't know how they don't want to put their picture up because they're not feeling good about themselves. So all the things that I just brought up, just think about whichever one you want to share. We're going to take a quick break. Actually, we're doing Celestial Moment right now, and then I'm going to come back to you, ladies. So, this is so much fun. I'm enjoying this. It's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and let me make sure I do this because she likes to have a song. She asks for what she wants. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm great. Can you give me some more sights? Are you going to list those later? I'm just kidding.
I'm going to give you some more sights. Yeah, I was actually going to ask you. So there's Match.com, there's eHarmony, there's Christian Mingle, there's Adult Finder. Oh. No, AdultFriendFinder.com. Zoops, whatever, Z-O-O-S-K. Senior People Meet. PerfectMatch.com, Chemistry.com, that sounds like you're right up your alley, Chemistry, because you like Chemistry.
Oh, wow.
Date.com,
oh, this is true.
Matchmaker. So you got choice there. So
isn't that beautiful?
And I think I've got some other ones here. But anyway, so tell us about your online dating experience before you do Celestial Moment.
Who has an online dating experience? Man, I got enough with the real life experiences of my own. I'm just kidding. No, I've never done it. I'm not hating on it at all, but I am a magnet for people, so I'm very fortunate that I get to meet people every day. I'm not saying I want to date them, but I don't have a problem meeting people, so I'm really, really blessed that way. But I'm grateful that there's something out there for people to connect, and I do have a suggest. Apparently, some of my friends have a lot of fun on Meetup, where you actually go out and do activities and you meet people. I know somebody who has a girlfriend from that situation right now.
And you also collect some information, maybe people getting back to you about their experience. Can you kind of summarize some of it? I know this is your segment for the next moment, but
before you run away. Well, it's all my world. You know, I have, I've been talking to people, and, you know, it's funny how Tamara, my sister, and hello, everybody, excuse me, how Tamara was saying how her mother-in-law wouldn't talk about her experience. I did hear a story where there was a woman who met a man online, and they've been dating for a year, and I was like, wow. And it worked for them. Maybe one day if you do a part two, we can get that person to call in and share her experience. And the mama-in-law, too. So I do have
that. I've definitely heard people.
Oh, there's also the lunch thing, too, a day.
What's that?
Well, apparently people don't really want to deal with the nighttime. Apparently a whole bunch of bats come out. So they want to hook up for lunch.
No. A lot of freaks come out at night. Forget bats.
I know, right?
So they meet during lunchtime.
But, you know, I love the bat as rebirth, so I'm not dissing my animal friend. But I'm just saying that there are online dating places where you can meet people for lunch. Isn't that nice?
Mm,
I'm just saying.
Wow, okay.
So that's my info.
Over to you.
But anyway, thank you so much. So good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift, and I trust that you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever and whoever is showing up in your life right now. It's Tuesday, May 8th, 2012. Add the date, and you get 2025. At 2025, and the energy of the day equals 9. The ninth letter of the alphabet is I. And words like introspection, intention, and illumination connect us to the magical power of 9, which is all about completion. 9 is the crone, or the hermit in tarot, which speaks of the wayshower, or the pathfinder. Though we often connect with its reclusive nature, the crone is about making time for contemplation and inner searching, so we may make sound judgments in all areas in our lives. The crone is also the teacher and will share her light. The crone is also connected astrologically to Virgo, which is not about being a virgin at all, but about being whole all unto yourself. 9 is also the butterfly representing transformation in medicine cards, and that's where we are going to put our focus today. Well, kind of. We are actually going to play with caterpillars from Hope for Flowers, book by Trina Pallas. If you don't know Yellow and Stripe, then treat yourself to this caterpillar couple who found each other trying to do things like everybody else. There's a big old pile where all the caterpillars crawl and stomp on each other trying to get to the top. after pushing and getting kicked, Yellow and Stripe figured that there's got to be another way to satisfy our desires. So they go off and play, eat, sleep, and crawl as much as they want. But it wasn't enough. The boy caterpillar decides to go back to the mountain of caterpillars and join that great race to get to the top with all his might, and he fails. Finally, he goes and sits down somewhere and prepares for flight. He changes his form. Then he flies to his caterpillar girl with the biggest wings and an invitation. I hear him say, "Come fly with me." She doesn't know how, but she trusts her friend to show her the way. I'd much rather learn about my own wings, but I don't mind if I'm gifted with a butterfly friend to show me how introspection leads the way to transformation. How about you? Let's fly today. That's my invitation to you. And that's the story of Nine through our friend Caterpillar, who had the nerve to become a butterfly. All is well. I'll see you on Wednesday around 1 for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Celeste. So how do we identify a boy caterpillar and a female caterpillar? Oh, never mind.
Because
we'll
it's in the book.
Nature as a teacher.
You have to go to hopeforflowers.org to figure it out.
Okay,
but it's
to figure it out.
Story.
Okay. Oh, boy caterpillar. That's so funny. Does have a beard
you love
anyway?
Have a
oh,
good day,
boy.
People.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so we're getting ready to, getting close to releasing the show. But before we do that, actually, earlier, before we did Celestial Moment, ladies, I was saying to you, you know, what advice do you have, relationship advice? But before we do that, I want to start with Hope. Are you still part of an online dating, still actively involved in that community?
I actually, I would say I'm still involved, but not very actively, just because I feel my job right now is to just manifest the right kind of partner. I feel like when you say, I'm looking, it's saying you don't have it. And I just want to mm-hmm. affirm that that partner is there. I'm going to let the universe bring that partner to me in the right timing. So
that's attraction.com right there. But go ahead, sorry.
So I leave the profiles open. But I'm not mm-hmm. actively looking for anybody at this moment just because I'm focusing on me. I'm working towards my master's degree right now and just being more of me. And I know that my energy will attract that right person. So,
mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you. Let's go. Kathleen, are you still part of the online dating community?
I am, but I'm not actively looking either, I guess is a good way mm-hmm. to say it. The way Hope said it is probably pretty accurate for me as well.
Right, right. And
I'm not opposed to it. I'm just not, I don't live in an area where there are a lot of people that are super interesting to me here. So I think that's really, for mm-hmm. me, the geographic location.
Right. And what about you, Tamara?
No, I am not. I don't even have my profiles out there anymore.
So you took the old picture off, and if you ever do go there, you put a recent picture.
It wasn't that old. Come on now, it wasn't that old. It was so
no,
mean.
So when you did it, it wasn't that old. But now it's old, isn't it? Okay, not you, the picture. But you know what I'm getting from all of this, and Tamara, you just shared for the spiritual people. Here's one. This is a spiritual dating and networking site called sodates.com. And if you go to sodates now, see if you don't put the spiritual directory and see what happens. Yeah, esodates.com. So for those of us who are spiritual, understand our true self, and we want to just be able to have people, yeah, I guess you can go there, sodates.com. All right, and but I wanted to, what's the next year? We're getting ready to, let me ask you this question. What advice do you have, let me go ahead, there's a question here. What advice do you have, what would you say to men and women who need to get the most out of dating experience, whether online or in person? Let's go to Tamara. What advice, what would you say to somebody, how to get the best experience out of dating, online or in person? Or online or inline, I guess.
You know, I think really to get the best experience, I think every experience that we have is the best experience for us. But, you know, I think the most important thing to remember is to not give up who you are, to not let go of those best parts of you in order to please or make somebody else happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going with your head screwed on right. I heard that. Let's go to Hope. What advice would you give men and women who are in the online dating community or who just want to do it the old-fashioned way?
Well, I love what Tamara had to say about being true to yourself and not giving up who you are. I definitely echo that as well, and I completely agree with that. And another thing I would say is don't rely on expectations of what you want, because the universe has greater ideas than you can even fathom. I know this has happened for me where I was like, had a great idea. I'm like, he's going to look like this. He's going to make this money. He's going to have these traits. But you never know. The universe has the perfect idea of somebody for you. Mm-hmm. So just go with the flow. Enjoy yourself. But don't live so much in those expectations. Let the moment flow as it needs to.
Let the moment flow as it needs to, because everything is as it should be. I like that. And Kathleen, advice for anyone online or face-to-face or the old-fashioned way who are looking to be in a relationship or dating?
I would say, and that's the distinction right there, be in a relationship or dating. I don't think for me that the ultimate goal has ever been a relationship or marriage. So the best thing I would say is have fun with it, get to know yourself, use it as a tool like you would any other tool.
Wow, this has been enlightening for me. I definitely let go of my judgment. Because listening to you and just part of the research we've been doing, I now see that it's really, okay, there are some things that are slightly different, but ultimately it comes down, wherever we go, there we are. We're going to take ourselves with us. We're going to take the same belief system with us. We're going to think about the people we meet in the same way we think about them if we met them at a club. And it's really about choices. If we're going into this feeling desperate, if we're going into it feeling clear about who we are, the results will be the same. So I am really, really grateful for all of you contributing your stories and calling in and helping me see a different perspective. And I want to ask this because I really feel led to ask this, especially the teenage girls. I don't know why, but we are your females, so that's why. And when it comes, well, another thing, I'm actually very passionate about parents. Mothers and fathers teaching their daughters, and the boys too. But because right now we live in a society where we say boys will be boys, go out there and sow your oats. But we tell the girls, don't go fooling around with the boys. So we encourage boys to go out on the prowl, but we sort of don't empower females, the teenage girls. And what would you ladies say to them, if they're not just online dating, but just dating and relationship period? Let me start with Hope.
Oh, goodness. What I would say, this is a doozy, actually is something I was discussing with a very good friend of mine who is actually grew up in Nepal, where they have a very, very, they're very steeped in tradition, and they live a very different way, where you were saying the boys, you know, let the boys go sow their oats, but the girls don't fool around with the boys, you know, stay pure, or don't, you know, mess around. And I really feel that as a society, we need to empower both the men and women to be true to themselves, first of all. But the advice I would give is be true to yourself. Listen to your gut instinct. You know, listen to what you feel is right for you. And I would want to support, especially if this was advice to my child, I would tell that my child, I love you unconditionally. You just be an expression of yourself. Use your own inner wisdom and just be true to yourself and, you know, let love yourself enough to stand up for yourself when you need to. And just be, just do what you need to do to be you. And I don't know if I for myself was not allowed to date until I was 18 years old. And in some ways I felt that benefited me. I don't know that I would put those same restrictions on my child, but I sometimes feel when you're younger, you're still learning who you are. And I would definitely encourage my child or a younger person I was mentoring, to really get to spend time with yourself and really get to know who you are, because it's really hard to love somebody else when you don't love yourself first.
Yes, indeed. So true. So true. Thank you. Thank you, Hope. Kathleen, advice, words of wisdom, insight.
Oh, goodness. That's a hard one. I don't think that in this country all parents raise boys to roam free and be on the prowl. I've helped raise children, and I did not raise them that way. So not everyone does that. But in saying that, I think that the internet can be a place where people drop their guard a little too quickly, and there's a false sense of familiarity. And I think for young girls especially, that false sense of feeling understood can exist. So I would caution young girls particularly, because I don't think, you know, like Hope said, you don't really know yourself when you're young. I mean, 16 to 25 is when you're getting to know yourself. And so that, I think I would say caution to young girls using the internet.
Right.
They're more susceptible to being, you know, preyed upon.
Yes. And some of our young girls, young boys are doing crazy things now with their phones and texts and all kind of stuff. But anyway, that's a whole different show. I saw a young boy was showing me his picture a few days ago, and I was like, oh, my God. I mean, I'm just like, really? But
right.
Anyway, Tamara, any advice, words of wisdom, insight for teenage girls and how they can take care of themselves, this whole thing about relationships?
I think that as a teenage girl, I think that you are learning who you are. You are learning about what makes you tick. You know, you are learning about all of those beautiful things within you. You're learning to find your inner power. You're learning to stand in your own inner light. And you throw in dating on top of that, at all the hormones, and it just goes crazy. But I think that there has to be a sense of caution when you're talking about online dating, because there is that realness in the world about being vulnerable, you know, because like I said before, you really don't know who it is that's behind that picture and that profile.
Right.
But
right.
I think in the physical world, I think it's so important for our young girls and our young women to first really get in touch and really learn to love themselves first and really just be in their own power. And then through that place of empowerment and that place of I am worthy and I can love and I am lovable, then I think it changes things for them. You know, they can really open up and see the world in different ways and through different eyes. Their perception will shift a little bit.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. What I gather from everything you're sharing is really about, you know, helping them understand who they are. And not just, I focus on the girls because you're females, but I'm saying that really for the boys as well, we adults, we mirror that self-love, that unconditional love, because really most of what we tell them, they don't listen to because they've got to find out themselves. But when we become the mirror, when we become the reflection of that, they get to catch it. But, you know, life is for living. Life is to be experienced. And I am grateful and thank you, Tamara, Hope, and Kathleen, and Cece for sharing your story. I really enjoyed it. Now I have I may go put a fake picture of myself, me in a bodybuilding, because this year, no, I ain't going to do that.
This was a lot of fun. Thank you, Adi.
You're very welcome. You are very welcome. Thank you so much. Ah, what a show. Grateful. And so, so we're getting ready to release the show, right? And then we actually had a caller earlier, but I don't know what happened to the caller. And I had a question about they think they're outgrowing their marriage, which is an interesting thing. I mean, that's big. And I think because if you think you're outgrowing your marriage, there's something is not working out there. Something is not working out. There needs to be some kind of honesty. There needs to be some communication. There needs to be something going on to talk about what's going on. I mean, really, marriage is not a place where we need to die. It's a place where we can create real life and become come alive. But caller's not here. But I wish them well. I trust that they will find what they need to do, tell the truth about what's really going on behind the scenes, and so they can be free, them and their partner. All is truly well. And another question which relates to today's show, and I'm just going to go ahead and share this. Another question that was shared was, I'm going to bring Celeste on because she had somebody ask the question, and I wanted to, what happened to Celeste? Where'd she go? Celeste gone. Okay, well, I guess I'm going to have to make it up. The question was, is it normal to fantasize about somebody else while you're in a relationship? Woo-hoo! Well, and my answer to that is, you know, if someone has to ask, is it normal to fantasize about somebody else while in a relationship? Okay, yeah, Celeste is back. Celeste, I'm dealing with the Ask Life Coach Ade question that you passed on to me. And so let's see. I'm going to bring you back live. So that question about fantasizing. Can you tell me? Because I was making it up.
Hi.
What was the question again?
The question was, is it normal to fantasize about somebody when you're in a relationship?
Okay, in a relationship. Okay, got it. So, yeah, okay, good. So
yes.
I guess my answer still. So the whole idea is, if someone has to ask, is it normal to do it? First of all, it means they're doing it. They're thinking about somebody else while they're in a relationship. And the second part is, if you say, is it normal? Well, what does that matter? So if I tell this person that, no, it's not normal, you shouldn't do that, does that mean you're going to change? And clearly there's a self-judgment going on there. Now, there's so many things we can do. I always talk about the idea of anything and everything is possible. So with thoughts, we can think about, I mean, we don't share. We all don't share. We can't even share all the thoughts. So we all have different thoughts. But what I would say to this person who, do we have an initial, whatever, Lady X, Mr. X, whatever. We don't even need to worry about that. What I would say to this person who wants to know if it's normal is, regardless if it's normal or not, the question is, how do you feel about it? The fact that you're fantasizing about somebody else while you're in a relationship. Are you doing it to spice up your relationship? Or you're doing it because you just don't want to be where you are? And if that's the case, then I think there's another question that you need to ask. Because you're free to think whatever you want to think. It's your thoughts. Go ahead, think away, but what's really going on? Anyway, that's my answer to that question. We're getting ready to release the show. Tomorrow we have the bonus for May joining us for embracing grief and grief rituals, the art of falling out of grace, meditations on loss, healing, and wisdom. And, of course, tomorrow, Wednesday, we have Here to Inspire. Here to Inspire with Aisha at 2:00, 2 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you join in and join her. There you go. Join in, tune in. And I'll be back tomorrow, of course, 12 p.m. Eastern. All the shows are archived. You can download them. You can download them on your iPod. There's an iTunes button on the page, lifeconversationsradio.com, to find out more about Life Conversations Radio. You can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. I'm so grateful that you guys have helped me get out my judgment, projection, and criticism of people who are online. It's about connecting. It's about making friends. And so what if they end up in a relationship, Life Coach Ade? So what if they put on the wrong picture? Who cares? Life is fun. Well, we're getting into this show. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. It is so important, as Hope and Tamara and Catherine were sharing. Love, be love, be love, be yourself, and be true to yourself, and allow the love to come back to you. Be loved. Yeah, let's see, it's important to be on the same page, isn't it? Yadara. You know, that's how I say it, but people laugh at me. Yadara, I don't know. Purple St. James, you can find out more about her by going to her website, which I'm certain is yadara.com, and I'm going to Google it while she plays in the background, and so I can give you all that detail. Let's do this. Oh, why she so quiet? We came in to release the show. Don't go quiet. There we go. Come back up. I just want to give them your website. You want them to be quiet, huh? Yeah, they're gonna be singing in the background. Well, I like it good. This is not radio professional, man. You shouldn't be talking over this phone. I'm seeing YouTube clips. Oh yeah, Yasser.net. That's not it. Oh well, Google Purple Saint James. Yeah, you'll find her. I'm out of here. thank you for sharing your thoughts, your time with us, and I'll see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. Peace and blessings.
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.